Candidates have been able to file for the New Hampshire primary ballot for the past 3 weeks. Ben Carson, the former neurosurgeon, waited until the very last day. For his supporters, the wait was worth it. Carson fans began gathering in a downtown Concord restaurant starting at 9 a.m., only to be led across the street to the State House in groups of 40, all to see Carson file 3 hours later. Everyone hoping to catch the candidate at the State House had to be screened and searched by Secret Service agents and dogs that guarded the stairway to the Secretary of State's office. Inside, dozens of people lined the hallways, sporting blue and red signs that read, "Inspire and Revive," and chanting, Like the more than 50 other candidates who filed in recent weeks, Carson got a brief history lesson from Secretary of State Bill Gardner, filled out the paperwork, and handed over the required $1,000 check.
And that's the check?
Yeah.
And it's signed?
Yeah.
And legitimate?
Everything.
Carson then took questions from the press, most focused on the deadly terrorist attacks in Paris last week and how to handle Syrian refugees seeking asylum in the U.S. Carson says there needs to be a more careful vetting system in place, but
I think it's very important to recognize that that is not the only option that we have, is bringing these people here. We can create safe zones over there, and I think it actually makes a lot more sense, and we can provide them with humanitarian support.
Opponents have criticized Carson for his lack of experience and sometimes unsteady answers when it comes to foreign policy. But when defending his approach on international affairs, Carson points to his roots as a doctor, saying that like the field of medicine, the world is constantly changing.
So yes, I know a great deal more than I knew last year, no question about it. And next year, this time, I'll know a great deal more than I know this year. But it is a continuing spectrum of change. And you must always recognize that you have to keep up with it. And you have to keep up with the changes that are being made.
And although Carson may be receiving scrutiny from other candidates in the media, he doesn't seem to be getting any flack from his supporters, such as Karen Fogg of Belmont.
I like everything about Ben Carson.
Or from Louis DeGeorge of Boxford, Massachusetts, the first person to wait in line to see Carson file.
I mean, a president can't have experience in everything. And everybody questions how much experience they need to have in certain areas. If it wasn't foreign policy, it'd be economics. If it wasn't economics, it'd be some social issue or whatever. So I think the most important thing is that he's able to manage a number of people, pick a good team.
John Bolster of Thornton also said this wasn't a concern of his. He says the next president doesn't need to be a brain surgeon on foreign affairs.
I don't really think you need all of this foreign experience, you know, international experience. If you have a brain and you can make a decision, which I think he has plenty of, then I think he's the best man for the job.
Once Carson filed and his supporters left the State House, the Republican candidate was off to his next campaign event in Iowa that very same night. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.